Palsy, a poem for my brother. I used to confuse it with Paul, as if your problem was your name, and cerebral, the next kind of pie you planned on baking, not the undercovered explanation of why you still live at home, or why your sentences are sometimes strung out too long, always reaching out and upward as you exit the room. Your hair was never the same after they half-shaved it for the tubes. I'm told I wasn't around then. That was before you urged Pumpkin to climb the walls and play on rooftops, before the boat was built in the back garden, though we lived in a landlocked state, before the neighbor boys bullied you, before the dogs broke your bunny's back. Then you were tiny, twisted fingers in an incubator. The world had not yet locked you up under the bus because of your difference, the slurred speech, or the pilly socks you insist on wearing. Then you were simply a baby trying to breathe.